We are in a series that we have titled, The God I Wish You Knew. And in this series, one of the things that we're looking at is, you can't describe an infinite God. There's no way you can describe an infinite God, but you can know his character. So that's important for us. As we look at this series, this isn't about defining who God is. This is about knowing God and experiencing God intimately. Our opinions of God vary. They are shaped by life. They are shaped by the instruction that we receive. They're shaped by the faith that we have, the doubts, by the hurts, the healings. Even media shapes how we have an opinion of God and what our opinion is. This is incredibly important. Your opinion of who God is will basically affect how you experience God personally. When we believe that God is mean, one of the things we looked at last week was when you believe that God is mean or that God is against you, you're not going to go to him. You're going to stay distant from him. You're not going to be intimate with him because he's obviously already mean. That's your perception of who he is. When your opinion of God is that he's unapproachable, then you're going to keep your distance and you're going to think that God keeps his distance from you. Our opinion of who God is really does shape our lives. It shapes how we do this life and it shapes how much we trust God. Is he somebody that really can be trusted? The goal of this series is the God that I wish that you knew. And the God that I wish you knew we looked at last week is a God that is for you. And one of the points that we looked at in this thing last week is when you know that God is for you, we don't hide from God, but we run to God. And that's a big difference. It's a big difference in how we do life with God. I think it's a big change in our lives when we actually run to God rather than hide from him. I don't know how many of you have run from God, but I know in my life I have run from God. It's not fun. But it's out of a false or a wrong perception of who God is. The God I wish that you knew is a God who loves you and he wants the very best for you. The God that I wish you knew is a God who is for you completely. And I think that we can have an idea and we can say, maybe. My prayer is that in this series, I know that I cannot convince you of this. I cannot convince you that God is that good. But what I can do is I can pray and I am asking God that you will open your hearts for God to show you how good he is. I cannot convince you of this. Today what we're looking at is the God who speaks to us. Media has great influence in our world. It has great influence in people's lives, maybe in your life too. And it can change your opinion of who God is. This just happened a couple of months ago, if you've seen it, I'm sure. This is not a political issue, even though it is talking about the Vice President of the United States, but it is about what people think about God. It's easy to laugh when you're not sure of the truth. If you're not convinced that God speaks, you watch that and everybody else is laughing. You watch as Joy makes her statements about, to call that mental illness when you hear voices, when God's talking to you. We live in a world that doesn't believe that God speaks, and we've got to know that. If we can just say that and understand it and accept it, we live in a world where people do not believe that God speaks. Now, you have to decide, am I a part of the world that does not believe that, or that believes that God doesn't speak, or am I a part that believes that he does speak? If you've never heard God speak, you're probably unsure of whether God speaks. You might even agree with the video. You might even have some apprehensions. In that video, Amorosa claims to be a Christian, and she doesn't believe that God speaks. Last week, we talked about be careful who you allow to shape your God. You watch that, and you go, oh, look at Amorosa. She's a Christian. I cut the clip because the other African-American lady that was there, in the last part of that, she says she's a Christian, but she says, she was kind of riding the fence. So you've got these people that even though they are people of faith, they're in an environment where they cannot be free with what they believe. I have a question. How is it that you can walk with God and not hear God? That is my question. How do you think that you can walk with God and not hear God? Because if your life experience with God does not include the voice of God, then you're doing this on your own, as we'll look at today. I think this may be why a lot of people have a difficult time walking with God. It says in Psalms, God says this, how I wish that my people would listen to me and how I wish they would obey me. That's God speaking to us. You know, before I get into this, it's not on your notes, but you know what? One of the things that we see in all of Scripture is you just look in Genesis. How does this thing start? How does God record this? He speaks everything into existence, right? Let there be light. Let there be water. Let there be trees. Let there be animals. Let there be people. He speaks everything into existence. He walks in the garden and he talks with Adam. All from the very beginning, God speaks. And yet we kind of have this problem. We think that maybe that's the way God used to do it, but God's different now and he changed. Why does God want to speak to us? Because first of all, he loves you. That's why God wants to speak to you, because he loves you. He wants to speak into your life. He wants to give you peace and comfort. He wants to speak encouragement into your life. He wants to remind you that he's with you, that you're his child, that he cares about you, because we tend to forget that. And sometimes we need to be reminded. Another reason why God wants to speak to you is this: relationship requires communication. God wants to speak to you because relationship demands communication. He created you for a relationship with himself, and that relationship is going to require a conversation. Not a one-way conversation, but a two-way conversation. So all through Scripture, you see God speaking to his people. You might say, okay, David, you know, I get it. I'll go with this. Let's just say that God speaks. What do I need to do to hear God? How can I dial into this frequency if God really is speaking? And I would say this: if you want to hear from God, then you need a relationship with God. That's one of the things that you see all through Scripture, is that people that hear God have a relationship with God. He created you for this relationship with himself. We enter that relationship through his son, Jesus. We accept what Jesus did on the cross for us personally. You guys understand this if you come to church here. We understand that he died to take away our sin. And because of that, when we accept what Jesus did on the cross for us personally, we belong to him. And here's what Jesus says about those who belong to him. It's found in John 10:27. He says, my sheep recognize my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Just that one scripture suggests a lot of things. One is, when we have a relationship with Jesus, we know God's voice. We know Jesus' voice. The other thing is, we can't follow him without hearing his voice. It's an important concept for us to really get. Not just like something to think about. It's something for us to buy into. Because you cannot follow God if you're not hearing God. And Jesus says right here, my sheep recognize my voice. Listen to how Paul explains, because in this relationship that we have with Jesus, it allows us to hear him. But then no relationship also prevents us from hearing him. When we don't have a relationship, it prevents us from hearing. I want you to hear what Paul says. It's found in 1 Corinthians 2. He says this: but the man who isn't a Christian can't understand and can't accept these thoughts from God, which the Holy Spirit teaches us. They sound foolish to him, because only those who have the Holy Spirit within them can understand what the Holy Spirit means. Others just can't take it in. Listen, when you hear that scripture, now for me, it makes me have compassion for the people in the video that we just watched, because they can't understand. It seems like complete foolishness to them that a God would speak. They're looking at it from a natural sense, like we hear with our ears, like our physical ears. And that's the voice that we hear when we talk about it. And because it makes no sense to them, the only thing that they can do is to bash it or put it down or laugh at it or laugh at the people who embrace it. When we read that scripture, it gives us compassion, hopefully, for these individuals. So people ask, does Jesus speak to me? Does God speak to me? Or is it the Holy Spirit that speaks to me? If I can just explain something really quick, the scriptures talk about God as in three persons: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is a Trinity. Each of them are separate individuals. All of them are God. All of them are God equally. All right? In the scriptures that we just read so far, God says, I wish that my people would listen to me. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. This last scripture says that those that are disconnected from God cannot understand and cannot hear the Holy Spirit speak. So it's important for us to get that this isn't just one person or one entity speaking, that all of the Godhead, the Trinity, is speaking to us that are listening. That's important to understand. All of us need to get that. Sorry, My thing is frozen up again. And while some people believe that God would actually speak to them, some people believe that God won't speak to them. There's other people that don't want God to speak to them because they're afraid. And you remember the story of the Israelites when Moses receives the Ten Commandments. Moses and all the people approach this mountain to hear from God, and they're watching this mountain as there's lightning and thunder and smoke fills the mountain, is what the scripture talks about. And they pulled back, and here's what they say to Moses. They say this: "You speak to us and we'll listen, but don't let God speak directly to us or we'll die." When they see all this stuff going on, this mountain where God is, and they go to hear God, they get scared. And I think that's the way a lot of people are. We feel like if God's going to speak, we'd rather someone else hear it than us ourselves. But the problem is, when we rely on others to hear from God rather than listening to God ourselves, we detach ourselves from God. That's a problem. Detaching ourselves makes God impersonal. He becomes unapproachable rather than a loving father. When we rely on others to hear from God, then we limit what God can do in us because he wants to speak into your life. He wants to speak peace and encouragement into your life. But if you want somebody else to hear from God, you're not going to get that. It's like being fed. Somebody else is taking in the nutrients and then giving you substance that's left over. When we rely on others to hear from God, our relationship with God becomes religious. Our relationship with God becomes dependent on other people. They tell us what God wants us to do. They're the ones that pray for us so that when we have a difficulty in our lives, we have to call somebody else to pray for us because we don't have that personal intimacy with God. Someone to go to God on our behalf. It's what the Israelites did. God wants his relationship with you to be personal and powerful. And for this to happen, we have to hear from God. So knowing God's voice is important because, first of all, we live in turbulent times and we need to be settled down. We need to be assured that everything's going to be okay. Sometimes we feel stuck. Sometimes we feel alone. We need to be reminded that God's with us. We need to be encouraged. We need guidance for big decisions. I don't know about you, but man, there's a lot of times in life where you're not sure what you're supposed to do. You're not sure what God wants you to do. I mean, it can be something like, is this the person I need to marry, God? Is this who you have for me? Is this the job that you want me to do? Is this the direction you want my life to go? I was talking to somebody last night, and they were talking about how they're getting ready for retirement. And they're saying, you know, how they're looking at different places and different states, and everybody, you know, that looking for retirement wants to get out of California. We all know that. But here's the deal. This guy, he's actually a family member, and he says, you know what? One of the things I had to do is I had to sit back and I had to say, okay, God, where do you want me to go? This isn't about where I want to go. What do you have planned for my life? In my latter years, as I retire, what do you have planned for my life? And where is it that you want me to be? Listen, you have to hear God if you're going to have those questions answered. We need direction in our life. Some days we blow it. We need to hear God say, it's okay. Get back on your feet. I'm here to help you. I'm going to help you and encourage you. We also need to hear God because it identifies us. When we hear God, it identifies us as his. And we said that, we mentioned this scripture, so I don't have to read it again, where Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. Listen, we need to hear God because it identifies me as one of his, that I belong to him. I also need to hear from God because it protects me from making mistakes. Job 33 says that God speaks to make them stop their sinning and to give them and to save them from becoming proud. God's voice helps us. It prevents us from making mistakes. I need to hear God because it brings guidance to my life. I love the scripture, and you might know the scripture, Isaiah 30, 21, where God says this: you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, follow it, whether it turns to the right or to the left. And I don't know if you've ever experienced that when you're looking for guidance and you need that voice or that whisper that just says, hey, Dave, this is not the way. This is the way. This is not the direction I'm asking you to go. This is the direction. I also need to hear from God because it connects me to God. Jeremiah 7 says that if you listen to me, God says, and do what I tell you, I will be your God and you will be my people and all will go well with you. You want a greater connection to God? Then you got to hear God speak. I don't know. There's many of you that are here today that you need to hear from God in some capacity of your life. Maybe you have big decisions and nothing would bring more comfort or greater comfort or peace that you need, than to know absolutely what God wants you to do. To know what God wants out of your present circumstances in your life. because he has a plan for you. Just to hear that God is with you, just to hear that he cares. God can speak in many ways that he wants to and he desires. But typically when God speaks, it's not with our ears, these physical ears, it's with our heart. It's more of an impression that we hear internally. I don't know if you've ever been in one of those times where you felt like, I shouldn't be here right now. This is not a safe place. That's God speaking. I don't know if you've ever been in those times where you're like, you said something that you shouldn't have said, and you're like, that was a stupid thing to say, and I need to make it right. That's God speaking. I don't know if you've ever been in a circumstance where God has said, hey, I need you to go and just sit with that person. Just talk to them. That's God speaking. But this is one of those things that we grow as we experience God's voice. We begin to recognize it. Another thing that we need to know is that God typically doesn't give a whole lot of details. It's usually something that gets us moving in a direction because God always expects us to take steps of faith. So he's always getting us, he might say, go there. He might say, do this. He's not going to give the grand picture because he's always leading us to depend on him. I tell people this, if you're not used to hearing God's voice, one of the things that it's really important that I would encourage you to do is when you talk, when you're praying, that you would ask God yes or no questions and just listen. That is a great entry point to hearing God. God, is this what I should be doing in my life? Yes or no? And just listen. You're not going to hear it with these ears. You're going to feel the impression. You're going to know. You guys know what it's like. I mean, let's put it this way. Let me make this real. Let's say you go to the store, and let's say you're 5 years old or something like that, or 10 years old. And you steal candy. You know inside it's wrong to steal, and you steal it anyway. There's a conviction that you have, right? I feel bad. I did something I shouldn't have done. That is the inner voice of God who's speaking to you. That's how God starts to make himself aware in your life. But a lot of times what we'll do is we'll just ignore the voice and we won't listen. God will say, hey, don't do this. Don't go here. And we don't listen and we go. And over time, what happens is our heart gets hard and we no longer hear God because we have become our own master. We have decided what is right and what we will do. Hearing God's voice is something that we grow into. And we become more and more familiar with his voice. And there's ways that God speaks. God speaks through a lot of different ways. He can speak through scriptures. He speaks through believers, other people that know him. He speaks through dreams, and he speaks through a spirit. And I want to read this, John 14, says this, the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I told you, Jesus says. So here's the thing, the Holy Spirit is here to teach you and to remind you of everything that Jesus taught. Are we listening? Do we hear him? Are we responding to his voice? Because God doesn't just speak to speak. He has a purpose, and we'll look at that in just a moment. You know, I'm sitting there thinking, and if you're not familiar with the voice of God, then you're not getting it. Sometimes, you know, like during worship, God's saying, hey, do you believe this? Because scripture tells us to raise our hands to God and worship him. And, you know, sometimes you're sitting here and God says, would you just raise your hands and worship me? And we just kind of fight it. I say, oh, no, that's just me speaking it. Why would you be telling yourself to raise your hands? Anything that brings us closer to God is something that God is speaking to you. And you might see other people raising their hands, and inside you feel like, I need to be doing that. But you're scared. Responding to the voice of God is taking a step of faith. It's not easy. Sometimes we have to go, you know what? Screw whatever other people are thinking. I'm just going to raise my hands and worship God. I'm not going to worry about what other people are thinking. This is between me and God. There's a great story. I don't want to go into the whole thing, but there's a great story in 1 Samuel. And if you've never read it, man, I encourage you to do it. Samuel is a young boy. He's been dedicated to God. His mom, Hannah, wanted a child for so long. God gave her a son. And she said that she's going to dedicate him to God. And what she did is she brought him to the temple. And the priest there, she gave her son to help the priest, Eli. And one night, as he's there sleeping, the boy Samuel is awakened by a voice. Not once, but twice. Someone calling his name. And since no one else lives in the house, no one else lives in the temple. Samuel thinks it's Eli. And he goes in there and he says, yes, you called me. And Eli says, no, it wasn't me. He said, I don't know what you've been smoking. No, he didn't say that. He just said, it wasn't me. Finally, he understands. And Eli says to Samuel, next time this happens, here's what you say. Yes, Lord, I'm listening. I love the verse because I want to read this first part of it because it says, the Lord had not spoken to Samuel before, and Samuel did not recognize the voice. And I think that that is such a powerful scripture, a powerful words from God, because we all go through this time where we don't know the voice of God. We don't recognize it. And yet God is so patient with us. So what do we need to do to hear God? I'm just going to go through this quick, okay? We need to develop an open heart. We need to want God to speak. We need to listen. We need to want God to speak into our lives. We need to know that God has the best in mind for us. We need to believe that God wants the very best for us. We have this open heart to God, not a closed heart, not a heart that says, I don't trust God, not a heart that says, you know what, oh, I don't know what other people are going to. This is about God being first. I'm on an open heart. God, what is it that you want from me? I need to know what you want from my life. Hebrews 12 says this, so be careful and do not refuse to listen when God speaks. Others refused to listen to him when he warned them on earth and they did not escape. So it will be worse for us if we refuse to listen to God who warns us from heaven. We gotta listen, gotta be open to hearing him. Another thing we need is we need to stop talking and start listening. So many of us, we spend all of our time in prayer doing all the talking. And there's nothing wrong with talking, but there comes a point during prayer time, during time we spend with God, that God just wants us to be quiet and listen. But I would say it's not just our prayer time, because I can be driving the car and hear God. As you become more familiar with his voice, you'll recognize it no matter how noisy it gets around you. Another thing we need, if we're going to hear God speak, is we need to do what he says. Because the point in hearing God is not just always to be comforted. The point that when God speaks, he has something for us to do. In fact, when you read that scripture with Samuel, one of the things that you find is this. The Lord then stood beside Samuel and called out as he had done before, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel replies this way, I'm listening, Samuel answered. What do you want me to do? That is the right response, because when God speaks, he has something for us to do. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to close your eyes for just a moment. Because I will tell you this, when God's speaking, with this idea of God speaking, one of the things that we've got to understand is, like right now, God's speaking to you. The question is, are you hearing him? Do you hear him? Because when it comes to every talk that goes on, when it comes to spending time in the scriptures, when it comes to your prayer time, when there is this atmosphere of God's activity, God speaking, and we've got to tune in. Don't discount God's voice, because it's essential for your life. Right now, he might be asking for you. He wants more of your heart. Or he might be saying, you know what, I want more of you. Or you might be saying, you know what, I want you to just listen. I want you to spend time with me so I can talk to you. Maybe he's saying, I want your affection. Hebrews 3:15 tells us this, that when you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Don't ignore it. Don't dismiss it. Right now, you know what, when God speaks, he's speaking to you about something else that maybe even other people aren't aware of in your life that he wants you to make corrections in, or he wants you to give to him. Your response is right now. You talk to God. The conversation, he might be speaking internally within you. Now it's time for you to talk to him. And now it's time for you to say, God, you know what? I hear you. I'm going to reply, and I'm going to change, and I'm going to do what you're asking me to do. Father, that's where we're at right now. Father, you want us to follow you wholeheartedly. You want to speak into our lives, and sometimes we just tune you out. Sometimes we have even bought into a philosophy that the world has that you don't no longer speak. But Father, we desperately need your voice. We desperately need our conversation with you, your conversation with us. And Father, today, as you speak to hearts and as you speak to people and as they respond to you, may you fill them with love. May you fill them with your spirit. May you fill them with life. Father, may you just bless them as they respond to you. Father, you're telling people right now to love their spouse more, to love their parents more, to love their siblings more. Father, you're talking to people right now. I know that you're reminding them that you're in control and you're in charge, and their fears are okay, you're going to be there. Father, may your voice bring comfort. May it bring peace, because it is a substance that we must have in our lives. Father, for every person that's here, may our lives be led by your Spirit. May we be led by this conversation as we do life with you and we respond to your words in our heart. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.